Two from the Niagara region face multiple charges following what OPP is calling the largest seizure of handguns and assault-style rifles in the province's history. In a news release issued today, the OPP say they and U.S. Homeland Security have seized 274 illegal firearms, including 168 in the U.S. and 106 in Ontario. In Ontario, the Provincial Weapons Enforcement Unit executed 17 search warrants at locations in the GTA and Niagara region on February 13 and February 14, 2024. The potential street value of the illicit drugs and illegal firearms seized in Ontario is approximately $3.25 million. A total of 16 Ontario residents face charges in relation to this investigation, including one from Thorold and one from St. Catharines. Charged as James Malcolm Evans, 36, of Thorold. Knowledge of unauthorized possession of a firearm knowing it's unauthorized, contrary to Section 92.1 of the CC, 4 counts. Trafficking a prohibited firearm, weapon, device or ammunition contrary to Section 99.1 of the CC, 3 counts. Possession of firearm or ammunition contrary to a prohibition order, contrary to Section 117.01.1 of the CC, 8 counts. Possession of property obtained by crime contrary to Section 354.1.a of the CC. Unauthorized possession of a prohibited device or ammunition contrary to Section 92.2 of the CC, 2 counts. Possession of a loaded firearm, contrary to Section 95.1 of the CC, 2 counts. Possession of a Schedule 1 substance for the purpose of trafficking, cocaine, contrary to Section 5.2 of the CDSA. Possession of a Schedule 1 substance for the purpose of trafficking, other drugs, contrary to Section 5.2 of the CDSA. Possession of a Schedule 1 substance for the purpose of trafficking, opioid, other than heroin, contrary to Section 5.2 of the CDSA. Still wanted by police as Eric Robinson, 35, of St. Catharines. Possession of firearm or ammunition contrary to a prohibition order, contrary to Section 117.01.1 of the CC, 2 counts. Knowledge of unauthorized possession of a firearm contrary to Section 92.1 of the CC. Unauthorized possession of a firearm knowing it's unauthorized, contrary to Section 92.1 of the CC. Possession of a Schedule 3 substance for the purpose of trafficking, methamphetamine, contrary to Section 5.2 of the CDSA. Possession of a loaded firearm, contrary to Section 95.1 of the CC. For more information, see the full OPP release below. Orillia, the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, led Provincial Weapons Enforcement Unit, PWEU, and the United States, U.S., Homeland Security Investigations, SHE, have seized 274 illegal firearms, including 168 in the U.S. and 106 in Ontario. This is the largest seizure of handguns and assault-style rifles in the province's history. In early 2023, SHE and PWEU commenced an investigation into two individuals who were seeking to traffic firearms in the Greater Toronto Area, GTA. Project SAXOM was initiated by PWEU in Ontario with support from SHE and the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, ATF. Project Dual Approach commenced in the U.S., led by SHE Border Enforcement Security Task Force, BEST, Buffalo and supported by SHE Miami, PWEU and ATF. As a result of Project Dual Approach, 168 illegal firearms were intercepted before they could be smuggled into Ontario. One dual citizen, of Canada and the U.S., has been arrested and will be prosecuted in the U.S. Project SAXOM utilized traditional investigative techniques, including covert operations, to infiltrate a group of individuals seeking to traffic firearms in the Greater Toronto area. As the investigation progressed, additional suspects belonging to five distinct criminal networks were identified. In addition to trafficking firearms, PWEU also discovered that several of the accused were also trafficking illicit drugs. In Ontario, PWEU executed 17 search warrants at locations in the GTA and Niagara region on February 13 and February 14, 2024. The results of Ontario enforcement efforts, Project SAXOM, include the seizure of a total of 106 illegal firearms, some of which were loaded. Seized items include 88 illegal handguns, including restricted and prohibited handguns and Alaska 47-style and Arkansas 15-style prohibited pistols, handguns. This includes two restricted handguns, .40 caliber, that had been converted to fully automatic firearms, 18 long guns. This includes non-restricted, restricted, and prohibited rifles and one shotgun, 118 prohibited devices. This includes one silencer, one conducted energy weapon, 20 brass knuckles, 22 prohibited knives and 74 prohibited firearm magazines. One of the prohibited firearm magazines is a drum magazine for a handgun that holds 50 rounds of .40 calories ammunition, and other overcapacity magazines that have the ability to hold between 11 and 31 rounds of ammunition. Approximately 1,700 rounds of ammunition. Approximately 23 kilograms of methamphetamine. More than 1 kilogram of high-potency fentanyl, equivalent to 60,000 to 70,000 street-level doses. 688 suspected fentanyl pills. 1.3 kilograms of suspected cocaine. 197 grams of suspected heroin. 877 opioid pills. 280 grams of suspected psilocybin. 432 grams of an unknown substance and 20 unknown prescription pills. $63,332 in Canadian currency. $4,689 in U.S. currency. The potential street value of the illicit drugs and illegal firearms seized in Ontario is approximately $3.25 million. This investigation resulted in 16 arrests in Ontario. One individual, Eric Robinson, 35 of St. Catharines, remains wanted. In total, PWEU has laid 279 charges under the Criminal Code, CC, and Controlled Drugs and Substances Act. Six of the accused are subject to lifetime firearms prohibition bans. One accused was on full parole. Another was on statutory release. Project SAXOM remains ongoing. Anyone with any information about the trafficking of illegal firearms and/or illicit drugs is urged to call OPP at 1-888-310-1122 or Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-222-TIPS, 8477, or visit OntarioCrimeStoppers.ca. Quote, illegal firearms pose a serious risk to public safety. They are often used by organized crime groups, including street gangs, to broaden and secure drug trafficking networks. They are also used in violent crimes including robberies, carjacking, intimidation, extortion and homicide. By working collaboratively with U.S. policing partners, the Provincial Weapons Enforcement Unit, PWEU, will continue to combat the smuggling and trafficking of illegal firearms within the province of Ontario. OPP Commissioner Thomas Carrick, Homeland Security Investigations is committed to leveraging our resources to help dismantle firearms trafficking organizations and working to keep guns out of the hands of criminals on both sides of our northern border. Our goal is for law-abiding residents to enjoy safety in their communities, and holding these criminals accountable for their actions is a major step toward achieving that. The results of this investigation are only possible through robust cooperation and communication, and with that I would like to thank the Ontario Provincial Police, SHE Toronto, SHE Miami, and the ATF for their partnership in this case. SHE Buffalo Special Agent in Charge Matthew Scarpino.